Welcome to our Bible study on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. As always, I am assuming you have read the passage, that you have your Bible open before you, and that you understand our translations may not agree. I also want to invite you to our in-person Bible study on Wednesdays at the church in the Fellowship Hall from 5:15 until 6 p.m. This parable is only found in the Gospel of Luke and has similarities with the parable of the persistent friend at midnight in Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8. Both parables lift up the idea of persistence in prayer and call for reasoning from the lesser to the greater. If a neighbor or an unjust judge will respond to an urgent or repeated request, then how much more will God respond to our prayers? In our passage, verse 1 serves as the introduction to the parable and tells us that it's a lesson on prayer. At verses 2 through 5, we have the parable itself, and at verses 6 through 8, we have interpretive comments about the parable. At verse 1, the parable is introduced, and we remember that Jesus' practice of prayer and teachings on prayer are a recurring theme in Luke. For example, Luke notes Jesus' withdrawals for periods of prayer in chapter 3, verse 21, chapter 5, verse 16, chapter 6, verse 12, chapter 9, verse 18, and verses 28 through 29, chapter 22, verses 39 through 45, chapter 23, verse 34, and verse 46. And Luke records Jesus' teachings on prayer in chapter 6, verse 28, in chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, in chapter 18, verse 9 through 14, in chapter 19, verse 46, in chapter 20, verse 47, and in chapter 22, verse 40 and verse 46. At verse 2, the judge is introduced. This judge, who neither feared God nor respected people, is by biblical standards a bad judge. Guidelines for judges can be found in Exodus chapter 18, verse 1, and Exodus chapter 23, verses 1 through 3 and verses 6 through 9, and Leviticus chapter 19, verses 15 through 16 and verses 35 through 36, and in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, in chapter 16, verse 19 through 20, and in chapter 17, verses 8 through 13. Their responsibility was to settle disputes fairly and restore justice. The weaker members of the community were dependent on them, and tension in the parable is that this judge does not act in a way people would expect. At verse 3, the widow is introduced. We are not told specifically what justice she is seeking, but widows were extremely vulnerable. They could not inherit their husband's property. It went straight to the sons or the brothers-in-law, but she is allowed to live off of it. Remember, there is no social welfare program and little, if any, opportunity for employment. It could be the family has evicted her. After all, she is standing alone in the street. Whatever the case, in this story, the judge is the woman's only hope for justice, and he is a bad judge. On a side note, in Numbers chapter 27, verse 1 through 11, we get this story of Zelophehad's daughters, who, after petitioning Moses, were allowed to inherit their father's estate because there were no sons. Later, Gideon appealed, and it was amended to say if they married, they had to marry within their tribe, Manasseh, so that the land would not be lost to the family. At verses 4 through 5, we hear the judge's interior monologue, a favorite literary device used by Luke to show the sincerity of what they are thinking or saying. For example, see the rich fool at chapter 12, verse 17 through 19, the prodigal son at chapter 15, verse 17 through 19, and the dishonest steward at chapter 16, verse 3 through 4. As in the case of the dishonest steward at 16:8, so also the unjust judge does the right thing for the wrong reason. The translation of the first part of verse 5, the judge's reflection about the widow bothering him, kolpos, recalls the same word used when the neighbor is pounding on the door at midnight. Do not bother me. Do not kolpos me. In both cases, the persistent asking resulted in a positive, though reluctant, response to the repeated request. The translation of the last part of verse 5 is uncertain. The Greek word hypopsiaso literally means strike under the eye or give a black eye to. It is a term applied to boxers, not a term normally applied to widows. It may or may not be meant literally. The judge doesn't want the public to see he has a black eye, but either way, it certainly has a sense that she will wear him out. At verses 6 through 8, interpret the parable, but there are at least two possibilities for us to consider. If a bad judge does the right thing, how much more will God, who is good, do the right thing? Another possibility is to emphasize the importance of praying persistently, earnestly, without losing heart, and the assurance that God will answer those who pray day and night. The reference to the elect, or his chosen ones, is from the Greek word eklektos, which only occurs one other time in the Gospel of Luke, at chapter 23, verse 35, and refers to when Jesus is on the cross and is mocked by those who say, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. And that title, elect, historically referred to Israel, the people of God. But in the New Testament, it came to also refer to Christian believers. The reference to quickly or speedily is not about chronology, but about certainty, that God will act, will not hesitate. It is linked to the previous discourse that discourages speculation that the end will come soon and encourage the followers of Jesus for the long pull that faith requires. In conclusion, sometimes to help keep us from seeing parables as allegories, we hear that typically parables only have one point. But in this parable, we hear an assurance that God will vindicate us, that is, answer our prayers, the importance of persistent prayer, and the importance of the quality and vitality of our faith. Because this parable is preceded by Jesus' teachings about the coming of the kingdom of God and ends with a reference to the coming of the Son of Man, some interpret this parable as being about the followers of Jesus longing for Jesus' promised triumphant return. So that it is also a parable about persisting in hope, even when that hope is not immediately fulfilled. This concludes our study. Thank you for listening. Take care, and God bless.